Bob Wheaton said there are a number of possible buyers interested in the Mayflower Stettin property, located west of U.S. 40 near Jordanelle.
And Mayflower Stettin is a large property owner over there. And right now that entity is being packaged for sale. And so we're working through that with the present owner. We've talked with a number of interested parties, and it's not a small sale. It's 5,000 acres. That entity has a couple thousand density units already approved over there. So it's not a $320 kind of sale. It's a lot of money. So we're looking at some options there.
He said Deer Valley could possibly be one of the purchasers.
I mean, we could participate in the purchase. We have a long-term lease down there right now, and we would look to convert that to fee simple ownership as we've done with the rest of our leases.
In the meantime, Wheaton said the resort and its other partners have put together a proposed plan for Wasatch County.
We did a preliminary master plan with the landowners down there. There's four landowners down there, of which we are one. And we all participated and wrote a check for a master plan that was done from SE Group, is what it's called. It used to be Snow Engineering. And they've done all of the mountain planning at Deer Valley ever since we started. And so we like those guys. They like us. And they did this master plan. We have not officially submitted it to the county because we want to be sure that we have all the T's crossed and I's dotted, so to speak, before we officially submit it. But the county has seen it. We wanted to present it to them for their comments. They like what they saw.
The project could comprise up to 1,000 acres.
But it's somewhere 800 to 1,000 acres. And right now the total project down there can be as much as six lifts. There's six lifts on the present master plan that we're looking at right now. Whether it's going to be five or six or, you know, it'll be right in there.
All chairlifts? No more gondolas? Or
correct. All chairlifts, mostly high speed. There's some awesome skiing down there. Every time I look down there, I start smiling. It's some good opportunities over there.
On another front, he said that a possible gondola link from Park City Main Street to Deer Valley will not be done this summer, but they're working hard on plans.
And we're still working through some of the alignments, the terrain, the engineering on a piece of equipment, and what that would actually look like. But are we keeping our foot on the gas? Absolutely.
He said there are two possible alignments for a gondola. The terminus would be at Silver Lake Lodge, either on the east or west side. In both cases, the link would end near the city transit center.
The more that we in the city and the more public input that we got on the whole project, it seems to make a lot more sense to have the bottom part of the gondola down by the transit center so that we can better take advantage of the bus system and mass transit and public transit and be able to really integrate this thing into the public transit system.
So is this a joint project with Deer Valley and Park City, or is it all at Deer Valley's expense?
Well, we're working with the town of Park City and a number of other entities also. The city of Park City owns all the stuff down at Transit Center. So, you know, we certainly need to work through some details. I can tell you that City Hall is looking at the project favorably.
Deer Valley General Manager Bob Wheaton. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.